I'm Doreen Jones, reporting from Istanbul, where Turkey's military presence in Libya is under growing pressure amid increasing international and Libyan calls for all foreign forces to leave the country. Turkey has deployed hundreds of soldiers and encouraged thousands of Syrian fighters to support the Libyan Government of National Accord in its battle against forces of Libya's General Khalifa Haftar, who is backed by Russian and Sudanese mercenaries. Now, with a ceasefire in force and elections scheduled for December, Aya Buwela, a visiting lecturer at the Hellenic National Defense College in Athens, says pressure is growing for all foreign troops to quit.
There's been two UN Security Council resolutions already calling for the removal of all foreign presence from Libya, be it Turkish, Russian, Sudanese. So yes, politically, the terrain has changed very much. There's been an increasing realization that the Turkey was building up its presence on the Mediterranean in Libya. So I think the EU, as well as the United States, had a rude awakening about Turkish intentions in Libya.
Ankara insists Libya's internationally recognized government has invited Turkish forces. But this month, Libya's foreign minister, Najla El Magouch, called for all foreign fighters to quit, including Turkish soldiers. The Turkish military has already established an airbase in Libya and, according to Turkish media reports, is seeking to build a naval base. The growing military presence has drawn strong criticism from France, with the two countries increasingly competing for regional influence. But analyst İlham Özgel, who writes for the Turkish news portal Duvar, says Ankara will likely have to at least partly yield to international pressure.
The Arabs will not like it. The Libyan population will not like it in the mid to longer term. But for now, in order to maintain the balances of forces in the country, they may allow a small number of, symbolic number of Turkish troops there. And that this would make Erdogan's job easier, that he can claim that Turkey still has military presence in this country. But Turkey will definitely withdraw the jihadists or fighters that they carried all the way from Syria. Turkey can maintain a small number of liaison officers or something there, but not a combat force, not a tactical force, but Turkish military presence there is a very strong bargaining chip for Turkey.
A U.S. Defense Department report last year said Turkey sent thousands of paid Syrian fighters to Libya. Ankara denies any Syrian fighters deployed in Libya have links to jihadist groups. Turkey is currently seeking to improve relations with both Washington and the European Union. And cooperation over Libya is seen by Ankara as important leverage. Turkish presidential adviser Mesut Çavuşoğlu defends his country's military deployment to Libya, but says they are ready to withdraw. However, Çavuşoğlu says the Turkish military can play a new important regional role in Libya.
If Turkey didn't send out the military forces, we will be seeing very big conflict. How can we withdraw of the Turkish military forces? This will be possible. If the foreign forces withdraw their military and people, Turkey did not want military influence in Libya. We don't need it. But Turkey and also European Union maybe work together. Why? The Turkey is aimed to support the Frontex European Union border security. This is not only for Turkey. Even though the Italy and also Malta support this situation.
With Libya, one of the main gateways for migrants seeking to enter the European Union illegally, analysts claim Ankara is likely calculating that helping to secure the EU's southern border can give it essential future leverage.